Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard is lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
All right. It is Thursday morning. My name is Tony Williams. I'm glad to be with you this morning with Mr. Bud Nemeth on hand, Mr. Donnie Crisp working the controls in the background. Good morning to you, Donnie. How you doing this morning, my man?
Man, I'm doing great and a little more fired up than when I sounded yesterday about this being able to use the EIN number. I was actually in the middle of an inspection talking to a customer whenever it happened. But, man, that excites me. I've already talked to my guy. As soon as we're on, he's ready. He's ready to do this.
Fantastic. Well, you know, it's coming up any moment now, and we're real excited about all of the changes. We've had so many exciting announcements this week. We had Mr. Alan Henke on board with us Wednesday. Of course, Mr. Bud Nemeth was on with us Monday. And since we got through Monday with the top 10 list of all of the announcements from the launch last Saturday, man, the buzz, the chatter, my phone's been ringing off the wall. I mean, it's been an amazing week, and it's been so exciting. I want to say good morning, Mr. Bud Nemeth. How are you, my friend?
Tony, I am fantastic, and I'm getting better. Yesterday's show was great, but after the show yesterday, I had a dentist appointment. So, Donnie, I can relate to you last week or a couple weeks ago. I had a tooth pulled. I was kind of out of it yesterday afternoon, but this morning I feel fantastic, and I'm excited about the day and ready to go.
Well, we're on board with you, man, and I'll tell you what, you know, you started a theme on Tuesday, actually, at the end of the show on Tuesday. We started talking about how to be really productive as an Iolo agent, and we've covered some dramatically important topics this week and or content in relationship to that theme. And I know you wanted to kind of carry that forward as we finished up the week here. Yesterday, we really talked about how to nurture that merchant, if you will, and bring him along. And you used the term, you know, a customer acquisition specialist or a customer acquisition expert. And I love that phrase. In fact, I used it last night, you know, when I was doing some three-way calls with some folks on my team. Really, something that resonates with me personally, Bud. So I like the theme. I like the way you're going here. But, you know, you talked about yesterday that you might take us a little further down the road today and maybe discuss you know, how the customer can be worked with. You know, in other words, how can we help these merchants to do a better job with their customer, introducing them to Iolo? And I really am curious, and I'm sure the audience is too, about where you're going to take us today.
Yeah, absolutely, Tony. Let's get started. So on Tuesday we talked about the philosophy behind the mindset that we need to have as customer acquisition specialists to help our merchants become income-producing money machines for them and for us as well. And then yesterday we talked about the process of what happens behind the scenes when a merchant application is submitted, and also about the first training appointment that you should have with the merchant. We covered how to review the training videos with them and talked about building that all-important relationship with the merchant so they feel comfortable with you. Listen, Tony, some of our agents do this so well, the owners would probably give them keys to the store. Because if you do this correctly, this relationship building, the merchant is going to see you as a business partner or a key employee, not just as an outside salesperson or vendor. So this morning, let's go ahead and continue the process, and let's focus on employee training. Because again, after you've had that initial appointment with the merchant, The goal is to get, you know, get them trained and gain some trust. You hopefully got their permission to meet with and train each and every employee at the store. And I'm going to stress again, this could be the most effective and impactful thing you do when it comes to your income, because the employees are most likely the people on the front line that are actually making the sales. And the employees have the power to influence the customer, or at least inform the customer about Iolo. So make sure when you're putting out the POS materials that you have a table tent right by the register as a tool that the employee can use to direct the customer's attention to it in order to start the conversation about Iolo if they haven't already. Now, when the employee mentions Iolo and points to that table tent, that marketing piece, Tony, lends credibility and professionalism to Iolo as a valid payment option. Now, we are going to have a series of training videos posted on a resource page that will train the merchants and the employees on ways to introduce Iolo and to promote the benefits of Iolo to their customers. There will be videos to teach them how to upsell and a lot more. So the good news is you, as an agent, don't have to become an Iolo Super Cosmic Commander Master Salesperson. You just have to know where to find these videos and make sure that each and every employee sees them and knows where to access them and review them often. Now, in addition to reviewing the videos with them, Tony, you may want to consider running some contests with the salespeople. Again, when you meet with them, I would suggest try to bring one or two to lunch at a time and build a relationship with them as well. Find out about them, what motivates them. That can help you in crafting these contests and stuff. But understand, most of the employees you meet are going to be hourly wage earners. They're going to be, you know, they're going to get their $8 or $10 an hour regardless whether they make any Iolo sales or not. So if you dangle a nice carrot out there, some of them or all of them may take the bait and be incented to actually make Iolo sales. Now, it doesn't have to be huge. I mean, we all know what we're going to earn. We all know what we're going to earn in commission. So if a merchant does $5,000 in sales a month, we know that 2% of that is $100 in commission that we've made from that store. So I would, I wouldn't suggest to offer a $500 bonus for an employee reaching $5,000 in sales because it's going to cost you money. But remember, it didn't cost you tens of thousands of dollars to start your Iolo business, or even thousands, or even hundreds. It costs you nothing to become an agent. But this is a business, and it could be the highest income-producing business you've ever been involved in. So treat this like the million-dollar-plus business that it could be, and before you know it, it could very well be that for you. So I would suggest to set aside a percentage of income you're willing to invest back into your business, whether that number is 25% or 30% or, Tony, maybe even 50% to begin with, because understand what you're trying to do in the beginning is to create a new habit for the store to incorporate Iolo into their daily method of doing business. So once it's ingrained in them, you're not going to need to. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Doug, can you kind of give us, for the audience, and we got a lot of new agents on here, when the merchant is signed on and the agents working with them, one of the questions that I keep hearing repeatedly, and I think it'd be great to get your perspective on it, is, you know, what are the point of sale materials that merchant's going to receive? You know, how long is it going to take it to get it? And will it be advantageous for the agent to have some of those materials maybe already on hand so that they can get that merchant going pretty quickly? I know yesterday you touched on it, but I just kind of wanted to unpack that a little further. What will the merchant expect from Iolo in their relationship as far as point-of-sale materials are concerned?
Yes, Tony. Ideally, it is that we as agents will have that on hand. So once you enroll the merchant, you can go ahead and start the training process and put those point-of-sale materials out. The basic kit of sales materials is going to include a poster. I think it's 11 by 17 inch poster. It's going to include some table tents, Eventually, we'll have a door logo sticker that they can put on their door to let people know that they accept Iolo. And that kit will be, you know, changing as we progress. Excuse me. But we are also in development of premier point-of-sale marketing materials that will be available either to the merchant and or to the agent so that you can, you know, even increase your sales even more with bigger and better and brighter sales materials. Again, the new marketing company that we hired to do that, we talked about that a little bit on Tuesday. But we will have those materials, and they are going to be important. And I'll even share some more things as we get through this, Tony, that are going to be exciting. But the idea here is, regardless of the percentage that you want to put back into your business, you know, understand, you know, once you ingrain the method of them incorporating Iolo into their daily method of doing business, once you ingrain that process in them, you're not going to have, you know, need to have contests every month. So let's say that you offer a $50 cash bonus for anybody who reaches $5,000 in Iolo sales for this month, okay? Now, understand, Tony, if you've got 8 salespeople trying to reach that goal and only one hits it, it only costs you $50. So that may not come close to the 50% of your commission for the store that month, because the other employees may have each hit $1,000 or $2,000 in sales. So the store total may be $10,000 from the efforts of all the employees, but you only pay out $50, which is only 25% of the store total of $10,000. So getting the ball rolling is the hardest part. I mean, imagine if you're at the top of a mountain and the goal is to push a big, heavy boulder down the mountain. It takes a lot of effort to even nudge it that first inch. But once you get it rolling, it becomes easier. And once you get it on the downhill slope, it may become impossible to stop, even if you wanted it to. And that's the same thing that can happen with your Iolo business, with these sales, with these merchants. Again, Tony, we're creating passive income here. So while you may need to spend a lot more time, and I don't like to use the word spend because it's invest. Well, you may need to invest a lot more time in the beginning with your merchants. Once you get to a point where those sales are happening, occurring month after month after month, you know, you can back that down, and you know, you may only go in there to you know, give them donuts every week or whatever. But I also believe it's always beneficial to put yourself in the other person's position and look at things from their point of view. So I want you all to be cognizant of other people's efforts. So in other words, if another employee came real close to the $5,000 themselves but didn't win, and you don't give that person anything, that could go one of two ways. That they may work even harder next time you offer a contest so they win it the next time because they were so close. Or it could go the opposite way, and Tony, they may lose all incentive to make an effort at all next time or from now on. So personally, I would call those people aside and hand them a $20 bill or a gift card or something just to let them know you do appreciate them and their efforts and you wanted to recognize that. Now, one of the neat things that we're working on right now and we'll have implemented and put in the back office for you is some great incentives that you can offer yourself to the employees, to the merchants, or let merchants offer to their customers and such. But give you an idea, like a half-off gift certificate for a restaurant. So, you know, if they spend $50, they get $25 off. That's a $25 real savings to them, and we can buy those as agents for $4, okay? Alan and Nelson, having been in the and maybe I'll see if we can get Alan to address this towards the end of the show, having been in the telecom business and industry so long, get great incentives and perks and deals that they can offer to us that we can then use to help our business as well. They actually had a SIM card promotion they shared with everybody at the corporate launch, Tony, that we can buy a SIM card for $10, and that's a full month of unlimited talk, text, and data. The first gig of data is 4G. After that, it's 3G. But for $10,
nice.
You could give somebody a free SIM card for $10, which is a $40 value. So again, because of the relationships we have as a company and the, you know, as big as we are and continue to grow, we get more of these perks and stuff that we can offer. So literally, so $4 out of your pocket to buy one of these gift certificates for a meal. And the neat thing is you can let them choose the restaurant in their area, or you can actually choose it and have it printed out and have a nice certificate to present them. But at $4, it goes a long ways. Now, you may also want to incent the merchant and let them know if the store reaches a certain number as a whole this month, that you'll do something nice for the store, whether it's buy the store lunch one day or buy a merchant a premier marketing item that I mentioned earlier to help them increase their sales even more. So be creative and have fun with this. The goal is to make sure that the owner's on your side and wanting their employees to get on board the Iolo train. And know that all along you're building and nurturing some great relationships, and you're cementing your income for years to come. Now, again, you may want to pop in once a week at the beginning or so just to say hello, and when you do, you might want to bring some donuts or coffee or something with you. You know, again, just to build that relationship. Now, I mentioned we were going to have a series of short videos that will walk the employees through the process of becoming an Iolo Master Sales Producer. Some of the videos we're scheduled to shoot on this topic include pre-introducing your customers to Iolo, basically planting the seed. And again, this is going to be done by point-of-sale marketing materials. Also, you can do price tags. So while the price may show $1,000, you can say, walk out today with $222 monthly payments as low as $220, whatever it is, you can have those price tags. You can offer incentives to customers and such. Just so there's a way to pre-introduce Iolo subliminally just by doing some certain things with marketing materials. Also, there'll be a video that teaches the employee to verbally introduce Iolo to their customer by engaging them with effective questions. There's a video on pre-approving customers. This is a very powerful technique and tactic that many are using, even in their advertising pieces. Come in, get pre-approved, see how much you're pre-approved for in our new rent-to-own payment option, no credit check rent-to-own payment option. Another video determining if they even qualify to apply. It's important that we're not just putting people through the system that don't meet those three qualifications, because that throws the whole numbers off. It leaves them with a bad taste in their mouth. So let's not waste anybody's time or you know, foster negative feelings if we know they're not going to qualify ahead of time. We got to teach our merchants that. Another video, again, filling out the customer application correctly, which is just as important as filling out the merchant application correctly. The more correct the information is, the quicker and simpler and smoother the whole process will go. Also, a video on understanding the process from a customer standpoint once the application is submitted. And Tony, we'll actually review that tomorrow a little bit as we wrap up this series for the week. We'll go into a little more detail on that so that all of our agents understand that and can share that with their merchants. But again, we'll have videos that will help them do that. Using Iolo to increase their sales, upselling techniques, etc. We're actually going to go down and film some of our merchants in the process of doing this and post those in the back office. These are going to be fun. Also, a video on executing the contract properly to make sure everything is done the right way. We're going to have a video on collecting the first payment, folks. They have to do everything right to make this go smooth. And then we're even talking about putting together a referral program for customers. So in the future, when the customer walks out and makes that Iolo purchase, we can hand them a marketing piece, Tony, that may incent them to refer their friends to Iolo, and then maybe we can help, you know, reduce one of their payments or take care of, you know, partial payment or a whole payment altogether based on these referrals. So as you can see, we're going to give you as agents the tools that you need to be massively successful in your Iolo business. You just have to use them. And if you decide to build an agency of sales professionals, teach them to duplicate your efforts by using the tools as well. So, Tony, that's my soapbox for today. Hopefully that helps further the process and the understanding of the whole process along. I will stick around for a few minutes to help answer any questions if anyone has them. But I do know that you have a special caller on the line, so if we want to bring him in first, I'd really like our president and CEO and founder, Mr. Alan Hanke, to come in to kind of talk about some of the relationships that we have and, like, the perks. And, again, Alan, if you can address the SIM card program and stuff and how we can benefit from that and maybe give out Nelson's information, because I know that's going to help me and our team and some of the promotions and incentives that we're doing.
Well, Brett, it's been a fantastic training this morning. I know everybody's going to be, you know, pinning this episode again today. Guys, be sure that you're getting this out to your team. Our dial-in number is 718-664-9145, and they can go to ioloradio.com and listen in live. And, you know, this is archived, so, you know, literally shortly after the show every day, you can send that link out to your members, your agents in the field, and let them know that they can, even if they're working or whatever and they can't catch a show, they can always pick it up later in the day when they get a little free time. But, you know, I think that's a great suggestion. Let's see if we can get Alan online. Alan, are you with us this morning? I'd love to have you join the conversation.
I am. Good morning, Tony. Good morning, Bud. How are you?
Fantastic.
Excellent. Johnny as well. Yep, certainly am. He had a rough day yesterday. I have all the empathy in the world for him, but as a typical Iola agent, worked right through it. We had a lot of calls yesterday afternoon. So it was a great process. So, but I'm glad you're back with us. Tony, thank you again for the radio show. This is an awesome place to get together. And Donnie Crisp, of course, for running all the things behind the scene. You're nothing short of amazing. We appreciate you as well. So I'd like to start out today by talking a little bit about the inspiration that Bud's given us all week. You know, it's interesting to learn that throughout this program, we've been putting together kind of a quiet, launch into the marketplace. For the past several months, as many of you know, that Iola was building a business and building a brand to allow us to make sure that we had, you know, all the things in place. You know, I hear it now every day, how wonderful this is from people, and we hear how wonderful this is going to be in changing people's lives. And since December 26th, frankly, I can say that we've come a long way from that point in the last 6 weeks. Our company has grown significantly. We're putting more and more materials together to make sure that we help you, the agents, do a more effective job in the field, and of course, in helping your merchants and yourself. But all the things that Bud spoke about this week are important. Please, if you haven't heard everyone in the series, go back in the archive and take a look at it, or listen to it, I'm sorry, and make sure that you have are able to get that done. So you're right, Bud. Some of the things that we're able to be afforded in this industry is the ability to provide extra perks and extra things to the folks that work with and through us. And one of those is a very special relationship we have with the Simple Mobile brand. And that relationship spans a number of years with us, not just at Iola, but myself personally, as I am a very good friend of the former owner of that company. And one of those perks is the availability right now of a Simple Mobile, which runs on the T-Mobile backbone SIM card, that you can actually order. We'll get you the information for that at the end of the show, but you can actually order for $10 a SIM card, and it provides you with unlimited talk, unlimited text, and a gig of data at 4G speeds, and then throttled down to 3G unlimited data per month. You can renew that SIM card at the normal rate of $40, which is the normal rate plan out there, and use that either in your tablet if you wish, or in your cell phone, and swap it out the next month, or even better, get yourself a Google Voice number and change the SIM card every single month, and you've got phone service unlimited for $10 a month. These things we'll be able to announce to you periodically. This is not a commissioned product. This is not for something that you want to go out and you know, promote to others, because we're not paying any commission through the plan at all. We're doing it as a benefit for each one of our agents in the field. So if you'd like, let us know. Get a hold of your support organization. Let them know you'd like to buy some SIM cards. And you can buy a minimum of three of those. And that way, for $30, you have unlimited service for 3 months, which is awesome. So, again, some of those items that we'll pass along to you are just something that we do just as a benefit, and hopefully we'll have more of that kind of stuff in the future. So, Bud, do you have anything for me? If not, I can take a few questions before we wrap up the call today. It was a great call, great merchant training, and there's more series now to follow on merchant customer applications. There's more on the customer themselves. This next couple of weeks, you guys will be well-trained and ready to go.
No, again, Alan, I just want to thank you for putting those things together. I also, you know, we'll unroll and unpack in detail the other incentives that are available that you have made available to us as agents. Again, any little thing that we can offer that sets us apart above and adds extra value to the company, and I know we're working on things in the background to make that even bigger and better. But again, you know, because of your relationship you've had to be able for us to take advantage of that. We appreciate that. And again, if you want to give out, Nelson's contact information now for the SIM cards. And then I just want to make sure everybody understands that. I mean, Alan touched on a couple of points, and when he announced it at the launch, we discussed this in detail. So if you get, you know, you're going to order at least three cards, but Alan, we had some of our agents who wanted to order, you know, 25 and 50 because they wanted to make sure to get these out to their organization. Some of them just wanted to do it for their friends and their family. Actually, I'm ordering some for my mom just moved to Tennessee, and I had to get her a new number, so I got her a Google Voice number. So I'm ordering a pack of SIM cards just for my mom because now she can have, you know, $10 service a month and keep the same number just by changing that SIM card. So get a SIM card, just, you know, if you put one in your phone, it's got a number on it. So you're going to either have to port your number or change your number or do something. Or like Alan said, if you have a Google Voice, it doesn't matter. But if you go in and top up that card at a local store or online someplace, it's going to cost you $40 versus if you, you know, have an extra one for the next month that you didn't use this month, you can just replace that SIM card, put a new SIM card in, which, again, has a new telephone number on it. But, again, if you have a Google Voice number, it doesn't matter. So that's pretty cool. We're using them. We're going to use them as incentive for our agents and also for our merchants and employees, again, as perks and benefits. And so is there, first of all, is there a limit to the number that we can get? Because I know some people want to go out and, you know, take advantage of that. And number one, and number two, can an agent sell those if they choose to? I know they're buying them for $10, so rather than give them away, can they sell them for $10 so they're not out the money to their family, or can they maybe sell them for $20 and make a few dollars, or, you know, kind of give us the parameters on that too?
Yeah, that's a good point. You're certainly allowed to go out and sell those SIM cards to the folks that you meet on the street or have relationships with, and certainly the markup made between the 10 and whatever you sell that for is all yours to keep. Again, it's not a commissionable product for us. It's just given to you as a perk and a benefit from Iolo to help you increase your business and maybe take a little sting out of some of the costs that you incur as an agent in your business. So absolutely, feel free to do that. And you can, I think there's a minimum size for bulk orders. We're letting the agents buy them for personal use, three at a time minimum. But then costs will apply. I think you can order them in bulk fashion from there. So, absolutely.
And is there a number that somebody can reach or an email address to get more information?
We'll go ahead and post that in the back office. Let me confirm where the best place to route those calls will be today. And we'll put that up in your agent back office. We'll send an email to everybody once we post that and let them know.
Right. Perfect. Also, I know one of the questions, Tony, before you even start to take them, so I'll address this first. And I know, Alan, even though I sounded funny yesterday, I did try to work through it. Took a little break right after the tooth pull, but I sounded funny because I had gauze in my mouth when I did talk. So, but yeah. One of the updates we wanted to give, we worked well into the night last night to try to finish the new website. And I tell you, we're about 95% there. So it looks like we're going to be able to finish that up today. And then run some tests. We're going to run some tests. As soon as the tests come back that everything's working fine and there's no challenges, that should be launched today. So that's what I'm looking forward to doing today. Again, we're not going to launch it if the testing doesn't go right and something needs to be tweaked or changed. We want to make sure it's launched properly and nobody has any challenges with it. So, again, be looking for an email notification. As soon as that's ready, I promise you everyone will know about it. And you'll be able to use it, and it's fantastic. So with that said, I'm going to turn it over to Alan. I'll hang out if anyone has any questions, but, again, I don't need to answer them with Alan here. So, Tony, if you want to take a few questions, we'll go ahead and do that. I'm just going to mute out.
Okay, let's do that, Alan, if you're good with that.
Absolutely. Let's roll.
All right, let's go to area code 801, the last four digits, 2049. Good morning. You're live on Iolo Radio this morning.
Good morning. This is Matt with Salt Lake City.
Good morning, Matt.
Hey, I really enjoyed the get-together on Saturday. That was a lot of fun and a real eye-opener as far as the caliber of people that were there, especially on Friday there, where we got the talk to each other a little bit better. My question today is, one, when is the POS material going to be available? And two, the second question is, Bud had mentioned that there's some questions that the merchants can ask their customers that will help lead them towards Iolo, and then you're going to do a video on that. Can we get those questions ahead of time so we start training our merchants? I've got one who's been trying to push it, but hasn't had much success.
Sure. I'd be more than happy to address both those, Matt. Thank you for coming out, by the way. Salt Lake City was represented very well at Iolo on both this last launch weekend. And that brings me to a great point, Matt, not to get off the subject here in your questions, but you guys, we had folks from all over the country. I think we had 10 or 12 states represented at Iolo, and it was just a wonderful time to get together with everybody and put faces to names and listen to the passion that went around that room. So thank you again for coming out to join us. I'm glad you're involved with the business. Specifically to the point of sale material, that is something that we have taken a lot of effort and time to produce correctly. And so much so that we have decided, just not very long ago to change all of our material to better suit our product set into the marketplace. As you know, we started out as a very specific vertical in mobile devices, then we moved to cameras and electronics and things like that. And now we're spread out a little bit farther as we move into this new marketplace. But that point of sale material, we were looking for the right organization to deal with both the design and the printing of that material. It's very hard to find a design firm and a printing firm combined that will allow us to do what Iolo has in store for this material, especially when it comes to ordering from large quantities of merchants separately, drop shipping, all kinds of other things logistically that had to be worked out. We are now proud to say that we have acquired, I would say, one of the best and largest and oldest printing companies in the United States. They do Verizon's material. They do T-Mobile's material. They're one of the large providers for some of the big print companies that you see online today. And they will be providing us with not only the design work as well as the shipping and fulfillment of that. But to give you a time frame, it's not that long away. We usually work on a basis where once the merchant enrolls, we ship it out from the company and they get it within a couple of days. That's lagged behind to no fault other than there's no material available. So shortly, Matt, that's all I can say. We're in the middle of the design phase right now. We're trying to get some basic stuff out, and then we'll get more specific as time goes on. So I don't want to go on a hard date yet, but I know that we've been working with that Buds now on the project with us and several others in the office. So hopefully we can have that done here in the next few days, get that stuff printed, and at least get out to the merchants right away. As far as the video is concerned, that's a new approach for us. We're scripting and wording that video right now, and then we're going to have some folks shoot that video for us. We're working with a couple of groups right now to get that done at an in-store level. So what we're looking at doing is, prior to the release of that video, putting out some tips that all of you can use for the merchant to help increase their sales. And I think I don't want to defer this to Bud, but I think the scripts are being written right now. So as soon as those are published, we'll publish those in the back office for you on written form, so you can use that a little bit to help train the merchant. There are some good tools out there on the internet right now to help, but I can say that our approach might be a little bit different. Of course, everything is centered around the increasing of sales and letting them they know that we have Iolo as a product available for them, and that's the most important part when talking from the merchant to the customer. So payment methods, certainly. Most folks are used to leasing devices in the country. And then when you get into other verticals, it could be have the same thing, especially when you're into tires and wheels. So hopefully we'll have that script done in the next couple of days. It's a great question. We are working on it. I see renditions of it all the time. So thank you for that, Matt, and welcome aboard, by the way.
Let's go to area code 949. The last four digits, 1842. You're live on the radio.
Good morning, gentlemen. Alan, this is Ron Krieger. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Ron. I'm well, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Gentlemen, two quick questions. First one, a little bit off topic, but somewhat related. A while ago, somebody had mentioned that there's a site that we can go to. If we want to get some of the flyers printed in color, we can get them for 9 cents. Is there somebody there that happens to remember what that site is? Could you tell us? And then one other question for you real quick. But go ahead. Is there anybody that knows the answer to that?
I can. Yeah. I'll bring the- I was going to say, Alan, I have that available. I just don't have it on top of my brain at the moment, but I'll announce that on the radio show tomorrow for you, Ron.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much. The other one is...
Tony and Ron, I can do you one better. It's already posted in your back office under the resources section. The new resources page that says resources test, if you look in your, let me double check where it's at. I'll let you all know. But we do have that listed there, and it's, I believe it's bestvaluecopy.com. But the good news is, yes, it's step number 8. It's listed right there. But the good news is, because of our relationship with our new marketing provider, we may be able to even, they may be able to even provide a better price. So we'll refer you to, whoever's going to provide you the best price and quality. So, but right now, that's been working for a lot of our agents, so I do have it back there. But, again, look for either additional or improved options as we move forward. Again, the more relationships we create, the better we can do for the agents in the field.
That's superb. Gentlemen, the other quick question. Alan, do you have some idea, timeline, as to when those videos will be finished? You guys are so methodical. It's wonderful. You probably have a projection as to when you think those various videos may be completed. Do you have some projected date?
I don't want to be held to projection on the launch portion, but we are methodical and we do a lot of testing to make sure the wording is exactly correct. You know, there's a lot of things involved. This is a new concept on the short video piece. It's not a new concept, but it's just a new procedure for us. We've just been talking about this the past couple of weeks, so I would expect another couple of weeks or so for those things to be done. And again, they're very specific, and of course, they have to be scripted. There's actors, there's locations, there's editing and all that kind of stuff that goes into it. So, unfortunately, it's just not an overnight solution. But I would expect in the next couple of weeks, Ron, we should have some good starts on those videos.
Okay, let's go to area code 513, the last four digits, 2434. You're live on the radio.
Good morning. Alan, this is Bob Schroeder. You talked with Melody and I last week and have a question.
Sure, absolutely, Bob. How are you this morning?
Good.
Excellent.
As you know, after talking with us, we made a living online for a while, and everybody that I talk to has a website, and they want to know. One guy told me that 2/3 of his leads come off of his website.
Mm-hmm.
So I know this is in the future, but are you planning to have banners available? Because one guy right now has a Get Your Firestone Credit on his website, and right below it could be Apply for IOLO, Ask Questions about IOLO, things like that?
That's a great point. I have in the works right now, through an organization, 40 separate banners being created for people to post on their websites for hot linking back to the either the merchant or the IOLO agent website. Maybe those will be done for at least review. I'm hoping maybe by Friday or maybe as late as Monday or Tuesday. But that's also been something that's been on my mind, Bob. That's a great point. So, we are creating some banners, and they're all different sizes. I think there's 40 in this series of colorful banners that folks can use to drive customers back to their agent, either their agent website and or the IOLO merchant website.
Okay, moving right along, let's go to area code 803, the last four digits, 4801. 4801, you're live on the radio.
Hi, yes, my name is Mahogany. I'm calling from Aiken, South Carolina.
Good morning.
I have two questions. First being, my barber is wanting to come aboard with the program. I guess the question would be, are you able to sponsor family if they're in a different household than you?
Broke up just a little bit. I think the basis of the question is, are you able to sponsor your family in the program? Was that the question?
Yes. Is there in a different household?
Sure. What I'd like to do is refer you back to the policies and procedures that are on the enrollment page when you do get started. Those give a very clear definition of who and how folks can be sponsored that either cohabitate or commingle and or are in some type of relationship, being marriage and or some type of civil union. And those things are addressed in the policies and procedures, very clearly outlined. And for the protection of all of the agents in the business, we specifically set those policies and procedures up to allow you to get the maximum benefit out of your business, while of course protecting those that introduced you to the business. So that's the best place to start in that. And if you need some help on that, let us know, and you can contact your support organization or support, and we can help you further with that.
All right, great. Let's go to area code 740, the last four digits, 8300. Good morning. You're live on the radio.
Hey, yeah, this is Roy from Ohio. I do apologize if one guy asked the question earlier, and it's already been answered, about the merchant giving some type of incentive to use IOLA. You know, kind of like I was in Kohl's yesterday, and they offered 10% off the purchase if I signed up for a Kohl's card or whatever. My wife already had one, but that kind of rang a bell. So that was the question I had. Thank you.
Sure. And I appreciate that question. It's not just incentive-driven, if I may make the comment here. You know, we have such a wonderful program. There's not much that we could offer over and above the benefits from the merchant, especially when you have us compared to other companies that take a significant amount of in the form of a discount away from that merchant at the time of sale. So there's a lot of incentives that IOLA provides the merchant beyond physical incentives. But I think the physical incentives just enhance the opportunity for the merchant to benefit their customer and drive some other things. So appreciate your question. I'm glad we were able to answer it early on in the conversation.
Okay, just a couple of more if you've got time, Alan.
Sure, let's go. You bet.
All right, let's go to area code 601, the last four digits, 1554. You're live on the radio.
How you doing? I just met with Kerry Cannon. I'm in Mississippi, and I got signed up. But I had a couple questions. He told me eventually y'all gonna do cars and stuff, and I got a friend that's a wholesaler that we still do a lot, and he also does wholesale diamonds. Is it possible to be able to do his wholesale diamonds where people want to buy rings and stuff like that up to $3,000? And what's the assurance that if once they let somebody take the merchandise out the store that they're gonna get their money in 2 or 3 days in full?
It is, and we do jewelry. We have done and participated in the jewelry vertical for, it was mid-last year sometime where we launched that into the marketplace. So we certainly are available to bring folks out in that space, whether they're wholesale or retail. The procedure is just the same. Of course, it's the merchant who exposes that to the customer, but ultimately the customer is the one who's responsible to pay IOLA on a monthly basis. But as far as remittance to the merchant, nothing different than a credit card processor, nothing different than any other company that are competitors with us. The guarantee is that we have quite a stellar reputation at this point and will continue to gain so. They can search if they need additional information online. They can look up IOLA Leasing in Google. We populate probably the first 5 pages of that. We've been out here for several years now doing this type of business. And again, not unlike any credit card company or a processor that would you entrust your Visa MasterCard sales to, that they will pay you every single second or third day for your remittance. We're kind of in the same fashion as they do, but no problems or challenges paying any merchants. Hope that helps you.
All right, we've got one more question, Alan. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Mr. Alan Hanke, CEO and president of IOLA. So we've had a great show this morning. Well, let's take one more question. Area code 310, the last four digits, 9510. You're live on the radio.
Hey, Alan, it's Bruce Young from Fort Lauderdale. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Got a bad cold down here, but persevering here.
I feel sorry for your summer cold.
Yeah, I know.
In Fort Lauderdale.
It's been 5 weeks now, so I do expect a little pity.
Come on up to Chicago. We'll knock that right out of you. Pick one day.
There you go. I was wondering what carrier the SIM card is with, because it depends on what part of the country you are as to how good it would work, I would imagine. Is that correct?
Not really anymore. This is on the T-Mobile backbone, so it's available in all parts of the country. And now, people have sporadic reception with some folks, but it's on the T-Mobile. The big four cover pretty much the whole country, so it's on T-Mobile. I encourage you, everybody, to take advantage of those. It's a great benefit for you, obviously, at an extremely discounted cost, and you guys can all use those to your benefit as a thank you from IOLA.
Fantastic. Well, guys, it's been a great show, Alan. I'd like to give you the last word this morning, and if you would like to just share whatever words of wisdom, I think we'll have another fantastic episode tomorrow that everybody should be tuned in on, but it's been a great show today, and what are you taking away from the launch last weekend, Alan? I'd like to ask you, you know, what are you encouraged about from the launch and what the chatter has been this week about IOLA?
Well, there are a thousand things rushed into my head, Tony, when you started asking those about that last word. You know, I can tell you that the time and effort and commitment that those folks have, not just on the radio show that tune in every single day, Tony, yourself, we're blessed to even have you make this radio show a success every single day. Donnie, of course, taking time out of your day. You're busy. But, you know, all of the folks that have an interest in making this company and this radio show and this organization a success really do that every single day. IOLA has never asked anybody to take more time than they think is necessary to build their businesses. And I think tools like this help everybody get the information that they need on a very quick basis. This company is evolving so fast. And we wish we could do things faster. It's not necessarily resource-driven, but it's sometimes vendor-driven, how we can get things done. And we don't want to be the company that promises to bring something out later all the time. We know that you need and want some more information. And I'm not sure if that will ever stop. That's just inherent to this type of marketing. But IOLA's already been out here for a couple of years. When we launched into this marketplace, like I mentioned earlier, very quietly, we didn't have fancy tools. We didn't have fancy brochures. We didn't have fancy flyers. We didn't have multiple websites and sign-up areas. We walked in, told the value to the merchant, and brought a paper form to them. It wasn't even electronic. We had them sign it was about a 9-page application. And that's how we started our business. It was grassroots, and we've grown a lot from there. And we're going to grow a lot from today. We're not going to look the same tomorrow, 6 months, or even 6 years from now. But what I can tell you is we are working very hard in building the absolute best company in the industry today. And I'm talking the best as far as an agent's concerned, as far as the company and its shareholders are concerned, as far as the marketplace is concerned. We're blazing a trail that's never been done before. And along the way, we're going to trip a little bit. We're going to get a bloody nose. We're going to get a black eye. We're going to get some of those things that go along with any business being built. But more importantly, we are going to make a lot of agents very happy. We're going to make a lot of merchants very happy. And of course, if we can do those two simple things, make a few people happy, I will guarantee you, those of you that introduced IOLA to others are going to be happy as well. So I'm all about the passion that everybody has. I love to be surrounded by like-minded individuals. I love to get the training and to learn what we can do in changing this industry. You guys, if you have not listened to all these radio shows yet as they pile up in the back office, take some time to do so, because you will learn to not only make yourself a better person, you'll make yourself a better IOLA business, and in turn help a lot of merchants and a lot of customers. So I'm very thankful every single day. Dan made a comment yesterday, those of you who had an opportunity to meet Dan, our corporate vice president, that, you know, it's going to be great at some point when we can actually get some sleep at night and sleep through the whole night. When we talk about working all night long, that's exactly what we do, because that's the passion that we bring to the table. We hope that that now gets transcended to all of you. So I'm thankful. I appreciate being on this radio show. I love being a part of the organization, and I do this business every single day for one particular person, a reason, I'm sorry, and so I can help other people. And if I truly believe I can help others get their success, that I will be successful along the way. So thank you, Tony. Thank you, Bud. Thank you, Donnie. Thanks to all the great folks that listened to the radio show today. I see the phone lines are again packed solid, which is wonderful.
Woo-hoo! See you tomorrow.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of IOLA Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at IOLORadio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with IOLA, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.